One of the shas that comes up for some of us this week is Bnei Chutz Laretz who are heading to Eretz Yisrael. Or Bnei Eretz Yisrael were here for Yom Tov and are heading back. So yesterday we landing for Yom Tov Sheni, Aser to Aser, and in Eretz Yisrael, since it was regular Shabbos, they land Parshas Noso. And so for the next number of weeks, we'll be one parasha behind the laning in Eretz Yisrael until we catch up with Chukas Balak. At that point, then, we'll both have to together, jointly, manage through Matos Amase here and there. So what is the one supposed to do if one is, after being here for Pesach, heading to Eretz Yisrael in the coming weeks with regard to Kriyas HaTorah? And the chor, this depends upon what is the very nature of the chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah. Is Kriyas HaTorah a chiyuv on the tzibur? In which case, the tzibur here does what the tzibur here is up to. The tzibur there does what the tzibur there is up to. Whereas if Kriyas HaTorah is a chiyuv on each and every individual, well then you have a chiyuv to hear every Parshas HaShavua in order. And somehow you have to make it up then if you're going to be going from here to there. You have your own personal individual chiyuv to maintain your Seder HaParshios. So what is the nature of the chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah? There is a famous Ramban in Mochamos in Megillah. It's in Daf Gimel and Daf Yarif. The Balamor there in Mesachas Megillah cites the Mishnah in Megillah and Daf Chaf Gimel Amid Beis. The Mishnah in Megillah there says that there are a list of mitzvos that require a minyan of men to perform them. Ein ovrim lifnei hateva. If you want to have a shliach tzibur, leading the tzibur and a minyan. Ein nosnes kapeim, if you want a duchen. Ein koren b'torah, if you want a lane. Ein maftirin b'navi, if you want to read the haftarah from the navi. And so on and so forth, a number of other such examples. Birchas chasanim is another one. Mezamenin b'shem, nevarach elokeinu, before Birchas HaMazon, all of this, says the Mishnah, may not be done pachos me'asara. And what's missing from the Mishnah's list is Kriyas HaMegillah. The Mishnah mentions Ein Karim B'Torah, Ein Maftirin B'Navi, Ein Nosin Eskapeim, Birchas Chasanim, Ein Mezamenin b'shem. All of those require a minyan, but the Mishnah does not mention Kriyas HaMegillah. And the Rishonim use that Mishnah in the context of the discussion, how do we paskin the Gabi Kriyas HaMegillah? Do you require a minion? Do you require not a minion, only a yachid? So Ramban al-Muhammad writes the following. Ramban there writes, he says, and this is again, Daf Gimel and the Daf Yarif, the Ramban says, those mitzvos listed in that Mishnah, kulam chovos hatzibur hein. Those chiyuvim, says Ramban, including Kriyas HaTorah, are an obligation of the tzibur. Aval Megillah, but Megillah, says Ramban, there, Keshem Shahatzibur Chayev, Kach Kol Yochid V'Yochid Chayev. By Megillah, Ramban says, that's distinct from Chiyuv Kriyas HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah is a Chiyuv of the Tzibur, Chovos HaTzibur, whereas Megillah is a Chovos HaYochid, says the Ramban. Yes, a Yochid who hasn't yet read Megillah, Ramban says, needs 10 people for Pesum and Issa purposes. But, he says, that nonetheless does not change the fact that there is a critical distinction between Megillah, which is a chiv on the Yachid, and Kriyas HaTorah, which is a chiv of the Tzibur. So says the Ramban in Mochamos. Sounds like, simply read, that the Ramban is assuming the chiv of Kriyas HaTorah is a chiv on the Tzibur, in which case I would not have an obligation myself going to Eretz Yisrael now to worry about where I'm up to. It's not my chiv, it's the chiv of the Tzibur. Wherever the Tzibur is up to, they do what they're up to, and that's it. So it would seem from the Ramban in Mochamos. Rav Asher Weiss, among other post-Machronim, Rav Asher Weiss has a Shtukl Torah published in a Sefer, Minchas Asher on Mitzvahs Talmud Torah, Kriyasa Uksivasa, but there are other Achronim who cite the same Raya that I'm about to share with you, I think the Tzitz Eliezer as well, in Chelek Yilches Simen Hei, cite the following Halach and Shulchan Aruch. There's a Machlokas, two Deus in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Kriyasa Torah, Simen Kufmem Vav Siv Beis. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that once the Baal Koreh, when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, starts laning from the Sefer Torah, It's usher to speak even b'divrei Torah, says the Shulchan Aruch. You can't speak even in learning when the Baal Kori is laning. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, v'yesh matirim ligros b'lachash. Some allow someone in the tzibur to learn quietly. He can't disturb others by learning out loud, but for himself he can learn quietly. What is the hezber this machlokas? So again, Rashi Weiss and others write that the machlokas seems to be the following. If you hold that it's a chiv on each and every individual to hear Kriyas HaTorah, then you can't learn. You have to listen. If you hold it's a chiv on the tzibur, I have a tzibur listening. Why can't I learn? As long as you learn quietly, you don't disturb the tzibur, there's no problem. So that perhaps is the machlokas here, two deos in Shulchan Aruch. A nafkamina, another nafkamina between these two deos. Poskim writes, Pesachei Teshuvos quotes this as a nafkamina. Does the Ola LaTorah have to have da'as to be motzi the tzibur with his birchos HaTorah? When it comes to Parshas Zachar, okay, that's a chiyuv on every yachid. Then the Ola LaTorah must have in mind to be motzi the tzibur with his brachos. But on a regular Shabbos, seven guys get aliyahs. Do they have to be motzi the tzibur with their brachos? Does the yachid standing in the shul have to have kavanah to be yotze with the brachos? If it's a chiyuv on the yachid, then yes. If it's a chiyuv on the tzibur, I don't have to be yotze with his brachos. Tzibur is learning the Kriyas HaTorah. Tzibur is hearing Kriyas HaTorah, and I'm just part of the tzibur. I don't have a chiyuv as an individual to hear the brachos Kriyas HaTorah. So that's an afkamina between these two deos. A fascinating, perhaps mar makom or raya, if you will, has been cited from the Maisa Rav of the Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon, as according to the Maisa Rav Simikufayin Hey, was of the opinion, as is well known, that on Shabbos Chol Moed Pesach, Shabbos Chol Moed Sukkos, and on Shavuos, when you lay in the Megillos, Shashirim, Kohelas, Arus, the Gra held, lay it from a cloth with a bracha. Mamish like a Megillos Esther, from a cloth with a bracha. So in the Hagos of Pe'ula Socher, he writes, I heard that a Chacham Echad asked the Vilna Gaon, if you're telling me that there's a chiv to lay in Megillas Rus from a cloth with brachos and Megillas Kalas and Megillas Sherashir, Mamas like Megillas Esther. One second, Megillas Esther, you're not laying on Shabbos. Chazal goes there, you can't lay Megillas Esther on Shabbos. Why? Because they're a derabah. You might carry it without an Erev. So how are you allowed to lay Shabbos Chol Moed Pesach, Shabbos Chol Moed Sukkos, the Megillos with a bracha from a cloth? What about the Gzeir derabah? Shami Avrena Dal Ramos, Mishasarabim, might carry it Dal Ramos without an Erev? So the Gra answered, no. The gezeira that you might carry the Megillas Esther only applies to chiyuvim that are on each and every individual, like shofar, like lulav, like a Megillas Esther. When every yachid has a chiyuv, we're worried somebody might make a mistake and carry it without an erev. But when the chiyuv is only on the tzibur, says the Vilna Gaon, he says Megillas Rus, Megillas Koheles, Shir Hashirim. He says those are like Kriyas HaTorah, where the chiyuv is only not on the yachid; it's only on the rabbim. Okay, it's a tzibur chiv on the rabbim. We're not worried that someone's going to make a mistake and carry it. The rabbim is responsible. They'll be overseeing it. They'll be in charge. No one's going to make a mistake when you're acting for the tzibur, because only the tzibur oversees the mitzvah. They'll be careful. They'll be cautious. So you see from that teretz of the Gra, it seems the way it's quoted at least, that the Gra held that Kriyas HaTorah, like the Megillas Rus, Koheles, Shir Hashirim, is a chiv on the tzibur, on the rabbim, not on the yachid. Lemaisa, how do we paskin, and how does this impact the shaila we began with? So there does seem to be a chalukah deis amongst the achronim, although it seems that most achronim side with the assumption that the chiv of Kriyas HaTorah is the chiv on the tzibur. Another nafkamina would be, let's say, the following. Someone comes to shul to hear Kriyas HaTorah Shabbos morning, and he's in the back, and the air conditioning kicks on, and he misses a pasuk. He doesn't hear it. Does he have to make up the pasuk? Or no, the tzibur heard the Kriyas HaTorah. I missed it. Okay. You're a yachid. It's not your chiyuv. It's the tzibur's chiyuv. They heard it. They said it. They had it. Again, another nafkamina. If it's a chov as a yachid, then you have to make sure you hear mamash every pasuk. If it's a chov as a tzibur, as long as the tzibur had the laning, you're not mukhif to hear every single pasuk. So in Tzitz Eliezer, he was asked this shaila. A yachid who didn't hear the entire Kriyas HaTorah, he missed some words. Is it like the Baal Kori misses a word? You have to make him go back? So even the yachid has to hear it again or not? So Eliezer writes, Chelik Yudchesim, and hey, L'dayti poshet hadavar, she'enenem uchuyiv b'kach. It's not the chovas hayachid to hear its Kriyas HaTorah again, because it says Kriyas HaTorah is not like Kriyas HaMegillah, which is a chovas hayachid, and you have to hear every word of Megillah Sester. Kriyas HaTorah is the chovas hatzibur. Every yachid should ensure that there's a tzibur to half Kriyas HaTorah. But you're not mechuyav as a yachid to hear every word of Kriyas HaTorah. So as long as the tzibur did Kriyas HaTorah and you missed a few words, okay, there's no chiv to repeat it. So Paskins Tzitz Eliezer. Therefore, L'maisa, back to our original Shaila. Someone from Chutz Laretz goes to Eretz Yisrael this week. This coming Shabbos, what's he supposed to do? Me'ikar Hadin, this is Sidon Sefer Yom Tov Kol Chaso, Yom Tov Sheni Kol Chaso. Me'ikar Hadin, he writes B'Shem, Shlomo Zalman, Revol Yashiv. Me'ikar Hadin, he has no chiyuv to make up the parsha that he lost. It's not a chuv as a yachid, it's a chuv as a tzibur. Yes, if one wants to be machmir to hear the Kriyas HaTorah that he missed, so there's different ways of doing it. Some will find a minyan here in Chutz Laretz, the Shabbos before they go, a minyan of cooperative friends who Shabbos Mincha time, when they're laying the next week's Parsha, will lay in the whole Parsha with Shlishi, and then the following week in Eretz Yisrael, he can just hear the next Parsha. Or the other option, if you want to be machmir, is when you get to Eretz Yisrael. So that's Shabbos morning. Find a minyan of cooperative friends. And that morning, when you lay in Shabbos morning, Kriyas HaTorah, the Kohen lays last week's Parsha that you missed. And then the first Aliyah of this week's Parsha in Eretz Yisrael. And then the rest of the Aliyahs are Keseder, like the rest of the Kriyas HaTorah of Eretz Yisrael. So that's, again, is a Chumrah. It's not critical Me'ikar Hadin. He says, Shlomo Zalman said that if you want to, you're not mechuyav b'nei Chutz Laretz in Eretz Yisrael. You're not mechuyav to make a minyan for yourself and to catch up with the Kriyas HaTorah of Chutz Laretz. But if you want to, he says, you can get a minyan of b'nei Chutz Laretz, and that first Aliyah, you can catch up on last week's Parsha and the first Aliyah of this week's Parsha. And Avi Yashav also, no chova, he says, to make up the Parsha that you lost, because it's a chova satsi, but not a chova satsayachid. He says, if you want to, you can get a minyan of b'nei Chutz Laretz, who also have the same predicaments, and you can make up the lost Parsha from last week and the first Aliyah of this week before you continue on with the regular Kriyas HaTorah of that present Shabbos.